To get on, he managed to get it in neutral so the brakes weren't engaged and manually pushed her on board. Again, it took him like 11 minutes or so. I don't know how to get her mobility device into neutral, so I can't really move it.
All right. SOP, he was not supposed to push that. We're not to have mobility devices on the bus unless they're operable and the person can bring their own. So she doesn't know how to get it in neutral either?
That is correct. Not really much help in any regard.
All right, well, I don't want to tie you up because you need to be pulling out now. If she is still on there when you get back down to Jefferson and 5th at 8:41, we'll have a supervisor come meet you. Maybe they will be willing to see if they can find how to get it in neutral and so that she can roll down the ramp.
Okay, yeah. My understanding is she got on, went all the way to St. John's, and then she rode all the way from St. John's to downtown. So that'll be her second trip to downtown, I guess, and second trip to St. John's.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if she has an issue with it, you can explain to her that she technically should not have gotten on the bus with a dead battery, and we're not obligated to injure ourselves by trying to push her off the bus with a dead battery. And then if she can figure out how to get her own piece of equipment in neutral, she's more than welcome to deboard off the bus whenever she would like. But we're not going to put you or any other TriMet employee in harm's way of injuring themselves.
Okay. At which point on the way back to downtown should I check in about this issue?
When you get to Jefferson and 5th, you have a 19-minute layover. That's more than enough time for a supervisor downtown to get to you to see if they can help out.
Okay, thanks for all the help. I appreciate all the advice. You have a wonderful night.
Direct copy, SIs and MAS, thank you, have a good night, it's off.
9119.
9119.
Good evening, I'll be on the air.
Well, good evening, my notes say that I had no 19 today, so, yay. Have a good evening.
1819. 1941, departing the goose.
41, I copy.
Always ask him, can he fold it up and put it in between the seats, or will he allow you to secure it like you would an ADA device? Those are two options.
Well, I'll see what I can do.
All right, copy that. 1947.
Train 405, North Willamette Boulevard and Cary Boulevard, eastbound.
Hi, 405. So, I don't know if the supervisor was clear with you, but we've got you to where I guess you have one passenger, you're going to drop them off, and then you're going to pick up your route on time at Jefferson and 5th. Is that correct?
Yeah, the passenger has been dropped off. I am deadheading to downtown now.
All right, and just make sure that your overheads don't have you in service. If you need to manually change it until you get down to Jefferson and 5th where your route information will come back up on your headers, you can do so by going into the CAD.
Okay, and just put in the code for like garage or something, or do you have a specific number?
Out of service would probably be the better one.
What number is that code?
Just a moment. 46.
Code 46 will do. Have a great night.
4567
was just involved in an accident. I'm getting a little more details right this moment. They're at Shoals Ferry. Well, they're on 121st at Shoals Ferry heading westbound.
9120,
did you copy that?
Negative, he did pull off.
I'm sorry, 4567, vehicle 3047. They're currently on 121 at Shoals Ferry, heading south. They were just involved. Sounds like there's no medical, but it was somebody coming head on.
Okay, we're heading that way.
All right, 2028.
Unit 677.
677.
677, I've checked the locations that we affected during our inspection today, and I'm not seeing any defects. I know there were some inspections done earlier in the day on some case maintenance out here, so I'd like to use track and time to enter the right-of-way here from PDX pocket all the way to PDX, just going in and out of the right-of-way to inspect the cases.
I got me. Yeah, this show started at 1831.
677, I copy. Okay.
Thanks, and that's information for Redline trains. Yeah, track and time. They're going to be going towards PDX pockets and PDX checking the stable cases. So good for you. Keep an eye out for them. At 2032.
Train 87, could you call the signal at Fuller?
87, affirmative. Watch the signal. Should be coming up here shortly.
87, copy. Thank you.
Yeah, 44. Welcome back. Currently just have the signal crew on the red line. They're inspecting signal cases from the PDX pocket to PDX. So just keep an eye out for them, and they'll clear for you. Have a good rest of your evening.
45, copy. There's going to crew case inspection at PDX pocket to PDX. Have the rest of the night, sir.
Thank you. 2038.
Cross East Roadway to 3 Charlie Delta and move up to Alpha Bravo, you say?
Hey, be going up to 3 Charlie to couple to 102. It's on 3 Bravo, so across the walkway there, and then move up to Alpha Bravo position.
Okay, copy that. 212.
Thank you. 2039.
Thank you. I'm Yeah, I was just gonna ask on this 45 you guys wanted me to fill. Are you gonna log me into a block or you just want me to change my overhead to 45 to Tiger? Either way is fine. I know the route, just figured I would ask.
I will send a block to you. Should come across shortly.
Copy that, thanks.
You're welcome. 2059.
Hey, 2467, how can I help?
Oh, well, I thought I pushed ready for service. I'm just letting you guys know I was going on the route, but I pushed the wrong button, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, you did. You pressed ready for service, and I see that now my partner gave you the block. So, thank you, and once again, we really appreciate your help.
Anytime, appreciate you. Thank you.
That's 2105.
Is currently eastbound at Orenco. If you can't make it out there in time, though, we do have a supervisor that will grab your things for you. So.
Hi, copy. Thank you.
You're welcome. 2216.
Oh, all right, copy. Move complete. Thank you.
2216. Good. Call me up for a red now, please.
All right, copy. Third Morrison for a red now.
Go Foxtrot. Have a good night.
2224.
Come on, Alpha, and it's clear right.
All right, copy, 667, the call board's now up at eastbound at Gresham Central, and you're clear the right-of-way, 2226.
Yeah, I'm here at Cleveland. I'd like to raise call boards here for train order 6.
647, westbound at Cleveland, you're clear to raise the call board, sir.
Copy that. I'll let you know when I have them up.
Thank you, 2227.
Yes, 847.
Okay, thanks. Have a good night.
You too, bye.
Thank you, 2231. 44.
44, I treat the signal 6 to 8.
9527.
9527.
You got Rose Quarter.
How firm? Did he say he shipped in?
Affirmative. We'll meet with him and pull the train back.
Copy.
You are welcome at 2232.
Hey, 2232.
Trip me again, sir.
Ow. What do you mean, trip you again? Are you not reset yet? You have to push the reset button on the Type 5.
Yeah, 6 to 6, the white vertical is trip me again.
You press the reset button?
Out train order 6 or 5.
I'm calling in regards to train order number 6. I wasn't sure what your guys' destination was this evening.
396, yeah, we're not heading out to Cleveland tonight.
Okay, I copy that. And at this time, all trains on East Air that are going to be affected by train order number 6 have acknowledged it is active. If I miss anyone, give me a call. It's 2239. ATS activation.
Mile 3 and back down to 7 Gulf to couple with 404.
Repeat that again, please?
Yeah, straight into track 4, Alpha Bravo.
Train 90 copies and straight into track 4, Alpha Bravo.
Thank you. 2316.
Thank you.
Central.
Last call.
All right.